This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Bill Norman, Vice President of Technical Services for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The issue is that the power of this proposed wireless broadband system is so great that it overwhelms the adjacent signals and creates interference to the point that there's great concern of how the precision of our GPS system will be affected. And it's not just agriculture. Certainly agriculture is very concerned, but then there's also other industries, including aviation and the military, that have concerns as well.
Cut two. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Most new mobile equipment, tractors and other mobile implements, harvesters, combines, so forth, operate off of onboard GPS systems to make sure that they are tracking through the field, particularly applying fertilizers and crop protection material for the proper coverage, as well as precision ag, where you're applying fertilizers and chemicals in specific locations in the field. So it's very important for agriculture. And because of that, the coalition was able to get an amendment to the Ag Appropriations Bill that was just passed in the House that would address the situation.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We believe that because of some of the testing and analysis that was just released last week that confirms that there is a problem with the system, that there is interference with our GPS band of spectrum that those systems operate in. And we think that the FCC will probably reopen the comment period, and certainly we would encourage interested parties to file comments with regard to this issue once the FCC reopens the comment period.